The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has given the green light to the state of Alaska's reinsurance program, which helps many people who buy their own health insurance. Healthcare Administrator Seema Verma, who oversees the Obama-era healthcare law for the Trump administration, says the approval means federal money will flow to the state to shore up Alaska's individual health insurance market, about $48 million next year.
Our analysis shows that the premium should go down by 20%, so that's going to be helpful not only for the people that are getting subsidies, but also for the people that don't get subsidies. So we're very enthusiastic about this.
Alaska is the first to get what's known as a state innovation waiver under the Affordable Care Act. Although the federal government will now fund most of Alaska's reinsurance program, the state designed it to avoid adding to the federal deficit. It's essentially a pay-it-forward approach. The state legislature kicked off the program last year by paying $55 million for reinsurance. That covered insurance claims for some of the most expensive Alaskans in the risk pool. It held premiums down for everybody, and the state says saved the federal government about $50 million that it did not have to pay in premium subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. The government has essentially agreed to send that savings to Alaska to bring down premiums more and entice more uninsured Alaskans to buy coverage. Senator Lisa Murkowski says a more stable market could attract another insurer to provide competition.
The hope is that you don't need to have this backstop going well out into the future.
The news comes as Senate Republicans are trying to fashion a replacement bill for the Affordable Care Act. Senator Dan Sullivan says the draft he's seen would allow the innovation funds to continue and has other similar programs for the states. Like Murkowski, Sullivan says the news of the government's waiver doesn't make it more likely he'll vote for or against the health care bill.
You know, I wouldn't connect them directly in terms of, oh, just because this happened, that makes it more likely.
Aviva Arendine is a fan of the Alaska Innovation Waiver. She's a fellow at the Center for Budget Policies and Priorities, a left-of-center think tank.
This is a model of the, you know, the road not taken so far in Washington, which is actually focusing on specific identifiable challenges and trying to craft specific solutions that make things work better instead of trying to tear down the entire structure, which so far is what Congress has been focused on.
The innovation waiver is set to last 5 years for a total of about $330 million, though that amount would vary from year to year, especially if a new healthcare law lowers Alaska's insurance subsidies.